Hi, this is Dan Sheridan bringing you the great news of God's transcendent grace here on this Thursday. The weekend is in sniffing distance away. That's right. You smell that? Yep. Barbecue's getting ready for you. Well, today we're talking about, we're continuing our series on the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son. And today we're going to talk about that great passage in 1 Corinthians 8:6, where we read this in 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6. For us there is one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom all is, and we through him. And then right after that, Paul says this, but not in all is there this knowledge. Not everyone has this knowledge. And he even prefaces the statement here in 1 Corinthians 8:6 with a comment in verse 1. Now concerning the idol sacrifices, we are aware that we all have knowledge. Knowledge puffs up, yet love builds up. If anyone is presuming to know anything, he knew not as yet according as he must know. Now, if anyone is loving God, this one is known by him. So this topic is important, but Paul is telling us how we approach it with love. After all, if it wasn't for God, we wouldn't know the truth about who he is and who Christ is anyway, so we should be dealing with love on others, especially on this most important topic here, where we learn that there's only one God, the Father, out of whom all is, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom all is, and we through him. Now, notice the contrast in this verse. All is out of God. There's one God, the Father, out of whom all is. There's not two gods, not three gods, one God, the Father, out of whom all is. Remember again, notice the contrast. It's out of God. All is out of God the Father, but all is through the Son. All is through Jesus Christ. God is the source of all. Christ is the channel. Christ is not the source. So this verse teaches us a contrast between the Father and the Son. So all is out of God, but God's plans are through his Christ. He is the one who was anointed by God to do his will. All is out of God, but all of his plans, he deals with all humanity through his Son. Now, in the King James Version, and I say this again with kindness, it's done us a great disservice on this topic. For instance, in John chapter 1, verse 3, the King James says, all was made by him. That word by is wrong. In the Concordant Version, we read, all came into being through it. And apart from it, not even one thing came into being which has come into being. That's the Logos, the Word. The Logos was the means, not the first cause of all things coming into being. The King James makes Christ the first cause. All was made by him. And the King James, no, it's through the Logos. He was the means, not the first cause. To make Christ the first cause destroys his role as a mediator. Remember, go back and listen to these other programs. He didn't come to do his will. He came to do the will of another. And to make him the first cause destroys him in that role as the one who reveals God. Now, not only did all come into being through him, but God did all of his works through him. The Apostle Peter says something very enlightening in Acts chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, 22. I missed the page there. Turn back, sticking together. Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Men Israelites, Peter says, hear these words. Jesus the Nazarene, a man demonstrated to be from God for you by powerful deeds and miracles and signs, which God does through him in the midst of you. He did those works through him. And Paul says that God's going to judge the world through Christ. In Romans chapter 2, verse 11, we read this. Excuse me, verse 16. In the day when God will be judging the hidden things of humanity according to my evangel through Jesus Christ. There he is again, through. We also learn the great teaching of conciliation is through Christ. That's the message going out today. We're going to have to talk about what this conciliation means in future programs. But here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, we read this. Yet all is out of God. In the Concordant Version, it's got the word of with the letter O before the of. It means out of. Yet all is out of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ. The great conciliation, the message of conciliation that's going out today is sourced in God. He's the source of it, but it's channeled through Christ. It's through Christ. Yet all is out of God who conciliates us to himself through Christ. We also see the same truth in Romans chapter 5, if we turn there. I know we're doing a lot of scripture turning here this morning. Romans 5, verse 10. It's good exercise. Romans 5, 10. For if, being enemies, we were conciliated to God through the death of his son. That's how he did it, through the death of his son. And then the great message of the salvation of all in Romans chapter 5, Romans 5:18. Consequently then, as it was through one offense for all mankind for condemnation, thus it is also through one just award, and that's an just award to Christ, through one just award for all mankind for life's justifying. And then the great message of the reconciliation of all is through Christ. In Colossians chapter 1, verse 20, we read this. Well, let's look at verse 18. And he, speaking of Christ, is the head of the body, the ecclesia, who is sovereign, firstborn from among the dead, that in all he may be becoming first. For in him the entire complement delights to dwell. We talked about that term complement, what it means. It is because Christ is the complement that all will be reconciled, all will be completed. Christ will bring this universe to a glorious conclusion, for in him the entire complement delights to dwell, and through him to reconcile all to him. It's through Christ he reconciles all to God. And it says here, making peace through the blood of his cross. Boy, that cross was an awesome work. It accomplished everything God wanted it to accomplish. That is the reconciliation of all, whether those on the earth or those in the heavens. And even creation is through Christ, not only in the great work of God in reconciling all, but creation itself is through Christ. In Colossians 1:15, we read, who is the image of the invisible God, firstborn of every creature, for in him all is created. Again, the King James here hides this truth by translating it by. Remember, Christ isn't the first cause. He is the means of creation, not the first cause. And I'll read, this is the Concordant Version. For in him is all created, that in the heavens and that on the earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or lordships or sovereignties or authorities, all is created through him and for him, and he is before all, and all has its cohesion in him. Christ is called the firstborn in this passage. That means he's the responsible one for creation. And that means as the firstborn, he is responsible for everything, and he is the one who's going to fulfill God's purposes and reconcile all back to himself. And not only is creation through him, but time is through him. In the scriptures, there are various words for time, and the largest time period in the scripture is an eon. And it says in Hebrews 1, chapter 2, whom he appoints, speaking of the Son, whom he appoints enjoyer of the allotment of all, through whom he also makes the eons. So Christ is in charge of creation, he's in charge of the eons, he's the means by which they come into existence. God is the source, he's the Father. There's only one God the Father, he is the source. But God deals with all humanity through his Son. That's the means. Whether it's in creation or the great work of reconciliation, all is through the Son. And even the eons themselves are created through the Son. So this has been 3 weeks we've been covering this topic. Tomorrow we're going to conclude this series. We'll be taking up something new next week. So come back for the last installment on this program concerning the nature of the relationship between the Father and the Son. This is Dan Sheridan. Remember this, the closer you draw near to God as he's revealed in the correctly cut and correctly translated scriptures, the less religious and ceremonial you will be.